Mini-episode 1025 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDH Lounge. We've got original FDH Lounge dignitaries Rick Morris and Chris Galloway breaking down the 2018 NFL season division by division. Today, the NFC South, and looking at this. And again, my preseason predictions from Fantasy Football Draftology 2018. Made these before the first training games, the summer exhibition games, if you will. So in some cases, I don't necessarily stand by my picks. In this division, I guess I will stand by it pick by pick here as far as how I have the teams. I've got Atlanta back at the top of the division here at 11-5. They are a strong program and only getting better under Dan Quinn. He was a defensive guy, obviously, coming in here, and his main task, I think, was upgrading the defensive side of the ball. Offense has basically sort of taken care of itself in the Matt Ryan era. And defensively, I think they're getting a lot closer to where they want to be. I've got them in first, but I've also got New Orleans as a playoff team at 10-6. I don't know if their bounce back defensively a year ago is completely legit, but they've always been a team. We've said this for years, that if they could only be mediocre defensively, the offense could carry them to the Super Bowl. We saw it happen under with Drew Brees and Sean Payton in 2009. It could happen again. The thing is, like a year ago, it's funny because noted author and historian and political commentator Ellis Hennigan, who's one of our favorite recurring guests on the show, he's a Saints fan. He co-wrote Sean Payton's book some years ago, and I was saying to him, you know, like the Saints are kind of like Groundhog Day. Like every year, you just kind of pick them for about the same spot. But they proved me wrong last year. The one thing I said to Ellis Hennigan was, because he was asking me about him when we were doing our interview, I said, boy, are you going to love Marshawn Lattimore. This kid is for reals. And boy, did he prove to be in his first year in the NFL. So that defense, again, better than it was pre-2017. Is it going to be as good as it was in 2017? That, I think, is going to determine how far they go. The rest of the division, I've got Carolina at 8-8. A little bit of flux here. Finally moving on from the 397 years of the Jonathan Stewart era at running back. So you've got some things happening differently here. We talked about this in another context recently on the show, Chris, is that Luke Kuechly, if he's a guy who can stay healthy, that's going to make all the difference for that defense. Tampa Bay, I've got at 6-10. They're a team that, again, I have a hard time getting a handle on them. Obviously, they're going to start the season slowly with Jameis Winston on the sidelines here, finally upgrading from the execrable Doug Martin at running back, albeit you and I might have different ideas on how that's going to play out, Chris. But I've got Tampa Bay at 6-10. The NFC South, still in my estimation, the toughest division in football.
It is the toughest division in football. And, you know, I have the Saints going to the Super Bowl. So I've got the Saints winning the division, but I have basically them in Atlanta at 11-5.
Okay.
So it's a tiebreaker type of situation. And, look, the Saints, I think that defense is not going to take a step back. I think they're adding Marcus Davenport, an exciting young player. And I think that is a defense that, you know, you can take that on the road and win ball games. They've got home field advantage in that stadium, on par with like Seattle, and I like the Saints. I like them to be hungry and angry because of the way that Viking game ended. They had that thing won on the road, and we're already thinking about this is one more play, and we're gonna go take care of business. And I believe they would have beaten Philadelphia. So it goes to show you how one missed tackle changed an entire offseason and what it would have been. So the Saints, I think that is just burning in their guts and their soul. out and they want to do some damage, and I think they do. The Falcons, I agree with you, that offense is vicious, and they are. Sarkisian found his footing in the second half of last year as the offensive coordinator, and I think that they are going to be 11-5 good, and I think that they are, you know, unfortunately get stuck with the wild card because the tiebreak, they'll get X'd out, but they're going to be. That defense is almost as good as where they want it. I agree with you on that. That defense is for real. And, you know, they're going to be a contender to potentially go, you know, deep into the playoffs, perhaps all the way. I'm not picking them, but, you know, I would not be shocked if they went back to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
You talk about the Panthers, you know, this team is all about, it's all about Cam and Luke. It's the Cam and Luke show.
Right.
I love that defense. If Luke is healthy, if Luke goes down, another concussion, he has to seriously consider retirement.
True.
He's risking his overall health long term. And then, you know, that team, everybody's all excited about North Turner with Cam Newton. That offensive line is suspect in my book, which could get Cam knocked around a little bit. And, you know, I guess the North Turner Cam thing could work if Cam is coachable at this point. I'm not sure. I love Christian McCaffrey. He's a first round, you know, fantasy draft guy. Him coming out of college. You know, been a fan since day one. But I'm not sure about the Panthers beyond like say 9-7. I see them winning some games, like I can see them going to New Orleans and winning there, right? And then the next week, you know, just bombing.
Right.
That is Cam Newton football, and I can never, you know, sign up for that. I can't, that up and down, I just can't handle it, the inconsistency.
Right.
So, and then, you know, that brings us to Tampa Bay, bringing up the rear. You know, look, this roster has talent.
Yes.
It's not like they don't have players. They do have players. But they just don't ever seem to be able to put it together. Jameis Winston, for all the talent, is, you know, coming out of college, you know, for those of us who were saying don't draft this guy, you know, the immaturity and who he is as a person just keep coming through again and again. And they, you know, in every press conference he steps up and like, oh, I'm a changed man, I'm on new immaturity. Yeah, right, sure you are. I don't believe it. I just, you know, back to, sometimes it's believe it when I see it on the field. Now it's believe it when I see it, you know, on, you know, off the field. And I don't believe it. And so I think that Bucs team after this season, that ownership may blow up that front office, the coaches, the quarterback. They may just tear it all down, shoot them all out of there. Management, coaches, and QB. And I think that's a recipe for a team with talent to go 5-11. And that's kind of where I see them sort of, you know, stumbling to this year.
Yeah, and they're a team that, again, you look at other teams around the league here. I'm not sure Tampa Bay faces a bigger challenge just winning one of the six divisional games. And it's not even because Tampa Bay themselves is so crappy. As you said, there's a decent amount of talent on the roster. But no mean feat to take a road or home game from Atlanta, New Orleans, or even Carolina in that regard. And again, you look at this, you look at the way that it's shaping out in this division, the great rivalry between Atlanta and New Orleans. It'll be the great cop-out of any prognosticator out there, Chris. If somebody is asking them, who do they think is going to win the division this year? And the person says, well, they play in the Mercedes-Benz building. That's not exactly taking a stand.
No, it's not.
Yeah. But, you know, I agree with you. I think it's a coin flip. I think this one could go either way. Again, I like Atlanta. You like New Orleans. But it's going to be very even between them this year, and great games when really any of the top three teams play one another. We got a lot to look forward to in that regard.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, know? Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Paper Mate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.